Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're celebrating the 8-year anniversary of our good buddy Michael Stollard. Michael Lee Stollard joined us 8 years ago this month for the very first time. He's been a great guest for us ever since. Michael Stollard, thanks again for being here, and happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's always fun to be with you.
Michael, I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back, folks, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael's website, Michael, is?
Connectionculture.com.
All right. That's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's based on the new book.
Connection Culture. And when is that coming out?
It is out. It came out in April and had good reviews.
I don't have that book, right?
You do. I sent it to you.
You do? I do?
Yeah.
Then somebody has taken it.
I'll send you another one.
Somebody has taken it. Well, that happens around here. No, seriously. So that happens around here. People come in here and get good books. So in my office, they come in here and do that. So, all right, Connection Culture. Say it again.
ConnectionCulture.com.
All right.
And Jim, if your listeners go to that website, they can sign up for our email newsletter, and they'll get a free ebook of 100 ways to connect with your team.
All right. So check that out, folks. ConnectionCulture.com, and be sure to get the book. I promise you, whatever Michael does is great. So we're talking about stress, Mike. We talked in the past segment. We talked about stretch, turning stress into stretch, where you get to the point where you can deal with it better. Now, talk to us about that's the good stress, right? Because there is good stress. What about toxic stress?
Well, toxic stress comes in several forms. I mean, there are just those surprises we get in life that we have to deal with. And you can convert that stress to stretch if you do this. You don't try to tackle some of these problems alone, but you really tap the power of your network and your friends who can help you think through them and figure out how to respond. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes another stretch opportunity.
So, and every kind of stretch, I mean, every kind of stress, regardless of whether what it could become, it can all be negative and toxic if we don't handle it the right way, right?
That's right.
And aren't some people, isn't this a lot of it, this a personality thing? I mean, some people just can't deal with stress. Is it because it's their personality, they just don't have the tools? They haven't acquired the tools to do it.
That's right. I mean, there may be issues with their nervous system, which, you know, people respond differently to potential threats. And a lot of people misperceive things as threats when they're not actually threats. Mm-hmm. And so those are all reasons why just the importance of having friends and people who have our back who we can talk things through with. And it has an amazing effect on our biology so that we're better thinkers, we're more creative, we are more rational in how we make decisions if we process those with someone else. So converting that stress to stretch by processing those stressors that come at us with others and think through how to respond, that helps us deal with them in the best way.
Let me tell you a little thing that I do myself, and this really helped me deal with stress. And I've had a lot of stress. If you start a small business and you're undercapitalized, which basically all are, you got plenty of stress. When I see something that's coming at me I know is going to be stressful, the first thing I do is I name it and I identify it as a problem. And then I tell myself, problems can be solved step by step. Then I break it down into the steps, and then I just say, okay, now the rest of it is just work. It's just work. And so that might mean that I have to stay a little longer, have to work a little harder, I have to delegate a little bit better, or whatever. But I convert it into something I can do. I can't manage the stress, but I can do the work. That's kind of the way I think about it. What do you think?
I think that's a great way to think about it. And if you're doing that with others, that's typically what we do when we get in those conversations is Mm-hmm. You just described it in greater detail, that we're talking it through and we're figuring out how to respond. We're kind of coming up with that step-by-step plan on how to address it.
Right.
And that reduces the stress and converts it to stretch, because it's an opportunity for us to learn and grow and for our businesses to learn and grow.
Right. So what else do we need to know about stress?
Well, the other thing, and this is very counterintuitive, but the research is absolutely clear about this. The boss experiences less stress from a physiological standpoint than lower-level employees.
Really?
And how they've measured that, Jim, there's tons of research on this, is they actually take a saliva test, and they can measure a stress hormone called cortisol.
Uh-huh.
And then some tests also have done a psychological survey just to confirm it another way. And the evidence is very consistent that people who have less sense of control, where they're challenged in terms of their work, but they feel they have less control of that work, it creates a higher level of toxic stress in them. And there's a way to address that, which is, once again, we're converting stress to stretch by, number one, having a clarifying conversation about making sure we're like-minded in terms of what's to be accomplished. That converts the stress to stretch, and by staying connected with them, just to let them know that, hey, if you need to think through something or you need me to help overcome an obstacle you're running into, come to me. I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
And staying connected, having that clarifying conversation and staying connected converts the stress that they'll experience that's counterproductive into stretch that leads to growth.
Well said, and all this is in the book, right?
It is.
Give us the name of it and tell us the website again, please.
Connectionculture.com.
All right, so check that out. Michael Lee Stollard. Hey, Mike, good job again today. Come back soon, and thanks again for 8 great years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.